The Los Hermanos podcast is brought to you by Cafe Rica and Los Hermanos Entertainment.
What do we smell? Deliciousness. What is going on, everybody? It's me, Jackson.
And I'm Tristan.
And today, on this episode of The Morning Cup, we are going to be drinking a coffee straight out of Oakland, California by Red Bay Coffee. It is named Motherland, and it is from Burundi.
Yeah,
so Red Bay Coffee Roasters was founded in 2014 by Kebe Conte, a renowned artist and successful food entrepreneur with deep roots in the San Francisco Bay Area specialty coffee and hospitality industry. Red Bay Coffee is at the forefront of what we believe is the fourth wave of coffee. As we've talked about, there's three waves. They're saying they are on the leading edge of the fourth wave of coffee, a firm commitment to ensure coffee production is not only high quality and sustainable, but a vehicle for diversity, inclusion, social and economic restoration, entrepreneurship, and environmental sustainability. They are foodies, artists, activists, community folks, and also innovators who love, love, love what they do. Red Bay seeks to create unity by hiring and serving people of all backgrounds, striving to be diverse and inclusive of those who have traditionally been left out, especially coffee industry, especially people of color, the formerly incarcerated women and people with disabilities. So that's awesome to hear from our short research about Red Bay Coffee. They are definitely on the forefront of changing the industry. They're B certified. Which means they're like super green. They're black owned. They're just looking to be just bettering the coffee community by having their presence and really changing the way people think. So awesome to see. And I'm excited. It smells great. Phenomenal. It
smells phenomenal. Yep.
Absolutely phenomenal. I left the room, came back, and you could just tell that this coffee was in the air because it smelled amazing. Dry sniffs, Jack. What do we smell?
Deliciousness.
Deliciousness. Getting a little.
I'm gonna go some. I'm getting fruity scents, but not like a sweet fruit. More of a, I think, you know, something maybe like a plummy, maybe.
That's what it was in my
head. Stone fruit, perhaps.
Definitely plummy.
Definitely get the fruity sweetness, but it's not like a berry or something that's going to overpower the palate with like sugar.
Maybe get some brown sugar, but I get a lot of floral too because it's a Burundi. Okay, perfect. All right, a little bit more about Motherland. Named for the beautiful hill near the Jitaba washing station, Dago coffee cherries grow in soil with rich mineral content. About 40 farmers harvest cherries of these heritage plants, processed through the award-winning washing station, a three-time Cup of Excellence winner.
Damn.
Yeah, beyond the successful cherry process, there is a single fermentation style that washing station is known for, and for the quality of its water. Drying time on the African raised beds is faster in this area, typically no more than 21 days. The coffee is for the coffee drinker ready to try something a little different while being floral and sweet. This coffee's profile is a little brighter.
Yeah.
Think the same burst of juiciness that happens when you bite into a plum fruit.
There we go.
Did you read the
flavor notes?
I did not. All right. I know what they are. So we'll see if Jack's got his handy dandy coffee journal here.
Boom.
Something we started.
We're going to try. Let's us write down the tasting notes, the method of brewing, all that stuff. So we know, we can look back on it and know how we rated the coffee. It's a personal thing to, you know, write down all the coffees you taste.
All right, here comes the first sip.
Wow. That thing comes at you right away. It's and it is juicy.
This is another juicy coffee.
Now, the color of the coffee, we keep forgetting to show you guys. It is normally, the ones that we've been getting is a little bit more green tint. This is directly nice gold brown sugar. So it's really good. It's really juicy. Jack, what do you taste?
I kind of get a bit of a... I'm getting some of that stone fruit, probably plum. I feel like I get the flavor of the skin, if that means anything to you.
That little bitterness?
Yes, a little bit of that bitterness. Kind of like maybe burnt sugar, too. Maybe like a molasses-y.
Okay, yep. I'm definitely tasting all of those. The smell that we were tasting, I'm definitely getting that. You know, if you put like sugar, unrefined sugar into your coffee and just kind of like let it sit there and like mix it in, that's exactly what it tastes like. There's nothing added to it. It's strictly black. It's also a medium roast. There's definitely a heavier body.
Yeah, it's a little bit darker than what we rate here, but I really like it. I've never had a non-light roasted Burundi. But I think this really pulls out the bitterness of that, like I said, that the skin of a plum, and then like I said, that burnt molasses-y sugar.
Yeah. All right. What are you rating?
The coffee itself smells fantastic. I'm going to give that an 8.
Yeah, I was going to give it a 9 out of 10. Taste, what do you give it?
Taste, I'll go with a 9 on the aroma. You talked me into that. Taste, I'm probably going to go 8.
8?
I don't think it tastes as good as it smells, but it still tastes great.
Yeah, I'll agree. 8. 8 is, I think, pretty close. It is very, very good. I don't necessarily like the lingering bitterness that I get from it. Yeah,
that's a...
But right off the bat, it does hit you with this nice fruity flavor, and then it leads this dark sugar kind of taste, and then it goes into this plum, like Jack said, the skin bitterness. All right. This bag is $19 for a 16-ounce bag. Sorry, 12-ounce bag, pretty standard. I'm going to give them a 10 on drinkability. Their mission statement, their product, branding.
Everything
is good.
I'll give it a 10. Branding's great. I'm willing to pay a little bit extra because they are a certified B Corp, and they do strive to include everybody. They're very inclusive. They have a good mission statement. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. All right. So according to the website, the tastes that we should have gotten were orange blossom, turbinado sugar, and dancing plum.
So yeah, I mean the turbinado sugar is the like sugar in the raw. If you see that's what that is. And that does to me has a more it's because it's not refined as much. It's got more of that natural.
It's got more of a brown sugar taste than a refined sugar for sure. And then the beginning, I did taste the orange blossom like right up. And then the plum. Yeah,
the plum, like I just get the bitterness of the plum skin. I get some of the fruitiness too, but like it was right with the sniffs. It wasn't a sweet, it's not a fruit bomb for sure. And you know, now that I think about it, most of the Burundis that we've tasted are stone fruity.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the one that Lee made for us was, I thought it was apricot.
Yeah. So, all right. So for this, I believe it rounds out to about 9 out of 10. I would definitely recommend this. Red Bay Coffee, Motherland. We got to cut this short.
Yeah. If you're in Oakland, go check them out. That's all we got for today. Red Bay Coffee, it's great. And glad you guys stopped by. And take it easy.